Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my one-hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real-life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. Log on to PaceOut.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless 2010.
PCP and BUDD. Back again. Yeah. You know what? You ain't gonna fuck with me, man.
Yeah.
Just a little short something to let you motherfuckers know.
Okay. You can ask anybody funky what they want to park and pop the trunk and open up the pump and dump and aim to crack your coconut. I'm so savage to ravage your crew, cause damage to you. A cannibal dude eating rappers up into the credible stew. The edible rap's too sweet for me, I eat the meat and bleed your beef. Get out your seat, your majesty, and zap the cheese. My rapping G's to tragedies, you lacking G. You ain't gangster, you making a cynical. Aiming to get it on, you can never fit in a soul. I'm sitting on, I spit poison, it's poetry flowing, no one as cold as me. Cold as you hold the heat, the dopest beat you gon' see. Me and BU double coming out to bring you trouble. You're gonna see me bubble and see me rumble for money like my muscle. If I tussle, it's like a young Tyson. No fighting, I'm striking. 45 seconds of lightning, right, left, and a right again. You bleeding to missing teeth, no reason to risk your sheep. You plead to persist with me, it's the season for living heat. It's treason to triple me. Best on the old flesh of my flow. You can check up some cold, that isn't what the rest can afford. And if it ain't me, then it's Drain. If it ain't him, then it's Jay. And if not, a guaranteed rep sick, gon' put them away. The dopest crew, Miss South, I told you, dude. We hardly know this shoe. We only do the things we do because it's all of me. Been going through, you phony dude, just gorging it. I'm the consummate spinner. Off a fifth of the liquor, I'm quicker to jump faster than Tigger. You can just call me Mr. Whenever you want to bury your chunks, thinking you got hair in your nuts, and my crew ain't every a punk. We can do the catch your love, spade session, or spray weapons. You can take lessons with great apes, fashion, fuck a face in a second. You fucking with the best, Tony Montana, hold it again. With no understanding, you dissing it, I'm blowing your chest in. Quicker without question, brain matter, or blood splatter. Too much funny chatter from building matter, soon as your money gathers, and that's real.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock West Coast time, man. That's how we do it, man. This is my little radio show that I've been doing for about 6 months now. And, you know, I can tell it's catching on, man. A lot of people is coming up to me and telling me they like the show, posting on the Facebook, and, you know, man, I didn't even know you had a show, you know. It says, it's just a little something I'm doing on the side, man. I don't really put too much promotion into the show or whatever because I got a lot of other stuff going on right now. So I just do this on the side one day out the week, every Monday at 10 o'clock. I make sure I come here, man, just to play some music. Some of my people, some of the industry standards, some new music you might not hear because a lot of people is not going to the store, man. A lot of people is not even knowing that certain people got certain albums out right now because stuff is coming out digitally and, you know, people was cutting back on promotion and stuff. So I just started being a smart person just like that and just start cutting back on spending a bunch of money on unnecessary stuff like overpressing CDs and, you know, buying a bunch of old crap, man, that ain't going to help my record sell, man. So everything I do is just to help the movement. So I started spreading the love out to all my folks, man, that I got around me, and doing their album covers and trying to give everybody that professional look and stuff at, you know, just stepping it up a little bit. I'm not saying that I'm the one they come to and get in the game, but, you know, I give everybody a little bit to help them out, you know what I mean? So I've been shooting these little videos and stuff lately. I got a few of them coming out over the next couple months. You're going to see a lot of videos from a lot of people that I'm working with. I don't want to throw no names out there and end up not doing a video and be like, dang, what happened to you? Whatever, but, you know, a lot of videos are coming out soon. The latest one I did was the Lace Lino video, man. That was cool. We shot that video real easy, real quick out in the Heights. And the video is called Hood Rich, featuring the homie Celion McInstyle, resting in peace right now, you know. The homie, his cousin, Eclipse the Hustler, chopped up the beat, made the beat slap real quick, and put Celion on the hook, and Lace came with the verses, and, man, I've been getting a lot of good responses on that video right there, so I know I'm getting better with it, man. Everything I'm doing, I'm getting better with, man. Getting better with the covers. I'm getting better with this record company stuff and pushing these music. I'm getting better with recording music and doing music. So, you know what I mean? All I'm asking you to do is just pay attention to the movie, man. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that calls in on the show. I appreciate everybody that logs on to the show and listens to the show. Even if you're listening to the archive, you know, like the show after the day has played or whatever, it don't matter. As long as you're listening to the show to me, man, you're showing me love. You giving me a piece of your time and your day to talk about whatever I talk about, you know what I mean? And I appreciate that. So today I ain't got no interview or nothing. I'm just going to play some music, you know. Had to make sure the show go down, so I'm going to play a few songs that I got going on right now. And other than that, Lace Lino video, I did the Josie Wells video the other weekend, so I'm going to edit that up. I got a new video coming to my song, Cherish Today, off my Never Quit album. I just realized that I skipped over albums and I never did no videos for the Never Quit album, so I'm going back to the Never Quit album to try to do like two or three. So, you know, the first video is going to be Cherish Today off that Never Quit album to kind of promote that and get people to, you know, remember that I got this music out there, man. But what a lot of people don't understand is, like, you know, when you distribute your record and you're doing your stuff on your own, it's hard to get it everywhere you want it to be so everybody can see it at the same time. So I start wherever I can. I'm not going to say, since I can't have that, then I ain't doing it. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm going to do what I can and start where I can and sell records at home and do what I got to do. So obviously that's working. You know, I'm not stuck on one project by doing that. I can do so much for one project after I feel like I did what I could do with that when I move on to the next one. Before you know it, you look back, I got 10, 12, 15 projects that I done did, and I'm proud of myself because my goal is working. Now, people, all they see is, man, you got hella stuff going on. You doing videos, you doing this, you dropping all kinds of albums, you do beats. They're starting to respect and notice that I'm out here across the world, man. So that was my mission, just to show people that I do have a lot of talent. I'm ready to use it. I think I should get paid for what I do, so I'm going to give a person a good quality product for what they're paying me for, what I'm charging. So, you know, that's what it is, man. That don't mean that, oh, this nigga changing now because he's starting to come up or he's starting to get big-headed and all that. Nah, man. Now that I'm on this side of the game and I'm starting to see that stuff come to me, I see why people be hating and I see why people leave all kind of people away and move out the area because it's like, people get to thinking that you doing stuff and you doing so much, which is a lot of stuff you got to do to make it happen. So every day I'm doing a lot of work, which means it's possible, it's a possibility that it can just happen tomorrow, right? So that's what you're supposed to do. Just because you're doing a lot of work don't mean it's popping yet, man. I'm going to keep it real. You know what I mean? You don't see me walk around here with a bunch of chains on and riding up in Benzes and Mars, even though I wouldn't do all that anyway. But when I got the money, believe me, y'all going to be able to tell I'm doing it. You won't have to wonder. You won't have to guess. Everything will be right about me, man. I guarantee you, I'm not going to say I'm going to be fitting, I'm going to be all, because that's not my style. I'm still not going to be doing all that. But I'm going to be doing it. The music gonna be flushing out. The video's gonna be looking better. The music gonna sound more quality. You know, all of that stuff, you're gonna see that the money is there. Believe me, because I know what to do when the money is get there and how to push the records or whatever. So right now, I'm just keeping all this game that I got in me into that right money, that right investor, that right partner come to me and we do this. So, I'm talking to a few people like that right now, so it's going to go down soon. Mark my word. I love to predict the future. So I got a couple of people, that hit me up every now and then. They like, what's up? Why you ain't been getting at me or woo whoop or whatever? You know what I mean? It hurts me when people think that I'm doing some shit that I never try to do. It's not be one of those bushy motherfuckers that be acting like, okay, they got their money and they doing. I ain't even got no money yet. The little money I got is paying my bills, little hustle shit. Believe me, y'all, I ain't bubbled yet. I ain't changed yet. But believe me, I am busy trying to do that. So hell yeah, I'm busy. Hell no, I'm not sitting on the online all motherfucking day Facebooking motherfuckers and liking shit and tweeting motherfuckers. And, I'm not doing that all day. I'm not. If I get online, it's because I'm getting online real quick. Somebody send me a message and say, hey, I want that beat, or how can I get you on something? I'm on there to answer those messages real quick, say hi to people, whatever. It's just like coming in the spot, shaking everybody's hand with, but I'm here to work, man. I'm not online for none of the shit. So when a motherfucker hit me up and they want to chat for a minute, whatever, if I ain't got time to chat with you, that's just real. I was just on my way out the door. But see, what people get misconstrued is most people got these phones with their Facebook apps and all that shit on their phone already. And I get online with it. I ain't got no BlackBerry, and I got a cheap-ass Metro phone that's broke right now. The charger ain't working, ain't charging, whatever, but I'll keep it real. We'll talk with Emo. I have a cheap-ass phone. So I don't get on my Facebook and all that stuff through my phone. I have to go get on my computer, log on, which is better for me because I can do more work that way. It's bigger. It ain't no little phone and trying to squint to see it. It's better to work for me on a computer. All my files and everything is on the computer, my pics, all that. If I want to upload some shit or whatever, it's on the computer. Now, my phone don't give me the quality of a video of a computer or a camera would be. So I don't take pictures with my camera phone. I take pictures with real cameras and all that, and then I go dump them on my computer, and then I crop them and edit them, then I upload it. That's my professional way of doing shit. I don't have a phone like that yet. When I do, then you're going to know I got that phone, because then I'm going to be online all the time. Everybody hitting me, bam, hitting me right back, whatever. Unless I'm too busy, man. That's what I don't understand about that internet shit. Motherfuckers hit you and shit and really get personal over that internet shit, man. The other day, it was some dude that hit me up, right? And he say, let me explain the situation. First of all, should no female be online showing no picture of her ass and her turning around on the sink in the mirror? You all know what kind of pictures I'm talking about. Titty cleavage, and you can't show no hair or no pussy or no nipples online or nothing like that. But damn near, it's females online with pictures like that, right? Okay, I'm not knocking it. Maybe that's how they feel about their body is pretty like that. They want to take a picture of their body like that. Now, once you put a picture on the internet like that, you can never say who can look at it or get offended by who look at it or post a comment on it. So you think you hella bad. Everybody on there posting comments. Somebody, ugh, bitch, you look nasty. All you can do is accept it because that's what it is. So then you got a dude on there posting. He like, damn, baby, that ass look good. I fucked the shit out of you. And you get offended? You must be an idiot if you thought you was going to put your picture out there and nobody was going to say nothing. Right? Number two, when you put your picture online like that, in case you don't know, most females be thinking because they uploaded the picture and it's on their little account and they only got the password that no one can get the picture. No. Soon as you upload any picture or music or anything like that on the internet, it becomes the property of the world. Anybody can go to any picture on the internet and right-click on it and put Save As and save it down to their computer and have a bunch of your pictures of your ass on their computer. If you didn't know that, that's ridiculous if you thought that you can just, I mean, come on, that's common sense. You uploading a picture to the World Wide Web. Once you upload that picture, it's that's it. Shit, once you take the picture in your camera phone, it's property of the cell phone company that has it because it gets stored in their memory shit through your cell phone. So every picture you take is it's already public notice. So, moving on to number three. That's what I'm going to talk about today because some of you motherfuckers need to hear this on the man's side and the female side, okay? Now, if you got a woman, you in a relationship, you got a man, and y'all in a relationship, if you two decide to say, hey, we do the Facebook thing, we do this, whatever, whatever, that's your choice. There should be no way that the woman should have pictures on her page showing all kind of stuff about her ass and titties and all that if she got a man. And it's especially if she got a man or baby daddy and they living together and all that. She should be respecting herself, period. Even if she didn't have none of those stuff, none of those things. She should still be online respecting her body and whatever the fuck. That's like me. I done had hell of females send me pictures on cameras and do all kind of stuff like that before in my life and send and eat a picture on the internet. Okay, where am I? I'm like, hey, you, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you got me fucked up. I mean, not in that words, not like, oh, I got you, aha. But really, I don't get down like that because I have a career to live for, and it's like I just can't see myself later on, all these people popping up, you know, when you blow up and here come the pictures of you doing this and doing that and doing this and all that or whatever. I got kids, they can stumble across my page. I do a lot of music, so a lot of people can stumble across stuff that I got just off my music. So if it ain't nothing about music in my face or, you know, I smoke and ain't no problem with that, I don't hide that. They can take me to jail for that. If that's the only thing you're going to see about me. You ain't going to see me on there all up on no females doing all, yeah, it's just not going to happen. But back to the relationships of the situations in the relationships. Now, if y'all decide to say, okay, we got pages, well, yeah, my baby got a page, yeah, she got a page, y'all should be able to keep that respectable, okay? Now, if I go to a person's page and they saying on their page, yeah, I'm on here, just for friendship and blah, 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 I'm in a relationship. Okay, boom, you see that. You see they got a man and all that. But you liking the picture, you looking how they looking and shit, so you click on the thing, you want to scroll through their pictures and see how they look on them. You see a picture that pop up with her ass hanging out, she all in the bathroom and her panties and bra and all that. And you like, the first thing going to my mind is, okay, this is what kind of girl this is. The whole situation said something about the female. And 9 out of 10 times I'm right. It says that I have a man at home, but we so. And I'm not a hoe or whatever, but I'm sexy. I'm not, you know, not to say a hoe or whatever. I'm not putting myself out there or whatever, but I just wanted to show you my sexy body because I know if the right man hits that picture and says something to her, she's going to look at his picture and feel like, ooh, let me hit him back. Before you know it, she's cheating on the dude that she's sitting here at the house with. Now, I guarantee you, 100% of the times, if she didn't have that picture on her profile that was making her look like, you know, hey, I got a man, but look at this. That don't make no sense to me for you to have a man, but the whole world out there can see the stuff that he enjoys, you know, in the privacy. I mean, they on there in their panties and bras. The same shit you would see, like, if you and your woman's in bed, she getting undressed, she getting ready to get in there. She got all that on for the man out in the world to see. But she telling me, or you, or any man that's posting on a picture, she got a man. Okay. That's now we're going to move on to the next part, which is basically the man's part of the situation, because that's the female. That was all basically her. She shouldn't have that picture up on her MySpace or her Facebook or whatever if she don't want nobody looking at it. She shouldn't have no picture on there if a nigga going to go on there and post and say, hey, baby, that's nice. I like your titties. I like your ass. I will fuck the shit out of you. She shouldn't get offended. That's how I feel. Maybe I'm wrong. But she shouldn't have put a picture out there when you know that type of picture is going to reel that kind of stuff in. I'm not wrong. You shouldn't put that kind of picture up there and then get upset when the ugly nigga post on your shit. Some big growly, boom, baby, I'll fuck your ass up. So you can't go, you nasty pervert. You can't call him that because you gave him something to fuel what he said. Okay, we got that out the line. Females, stop putting pictures of your asses and titties online if you don't want a nigga to look at it and post on it and try to get at you. Because that all that do is saying that I am kind of cool, but it might be a possibility. The right nigga hit that picture, he going to be the one that get that possibility, guaranteed. Now, moving right along to the male side of the situation. So you at your female's house, and she got a Moco page and all this and that. You get on her page, and she got a MySpace page, and every page she got, you seeing that she just got all these dudes on her page, and they posting all on her pictures and doing all this whole shit. The first thing you're supposed to do is go talk to your female about that. You should tell her, hey, man, what's happening with this page? Man, you got homies all on there getting at you and whoop, and then, man, they just people. You know, first of all, both of y'all shouldn't be tripping off none of that, because that's what's going to happen. That's just like walking down the street and walking in the mall. So a female see your man, and he look good. Until he say, hey, I got a woman or whatever, then she going to say, oh, okay, my bad. But if somebody sees something they like and they want to get at it, they're going to do that regardless. If it's on MySpace, Facebook, in a mall, in a restaurant, period. So what you do, bro, is talk to your female about that situation. Like, what's going on, man? I mean, you know, you don't really have to talk about it, because if she's doing that, something wrong, bro. If y'all at home and y'all love and in love and all, and she got pictures all over, something wrong. That's all you need to know. So go home and secretly think about where you about to go next. Bottom line. Because she ain't cheating on you yet. She about to be, if she out there showing herself off like that, because one of them dudes going to be the right dude, man. Believe me. And he going to be calling her, picking her up. Hey, meet me down here. Meet me down. She going, oh, I'm going to my mama's house real quick. I'll be back. Ooh, this one dude hit me on the internet. I'm telling you, bro, it's going to happen. So what you do, if you do get into that predicament, is talk to the female. You don't go posting on this nigga page, hey, man, you was all trying to get at my female. Nigga, hold on, what, my brother? You mean you got the nerve to waste your time and go holler at the next dude that might be a killer and say something like that, and then now you got to see him on the streets and run into him, and it's all over the fact that he posted on something that was just there free for the whole world to post on it. You mean tell me you're going to go to New York now, Jersey, and get all these niggas that been posted? But no, you go to the pictures and you see it's a nigga that you know that's right in your neighborhood or dudes you know, and you like, oh, no, this motherfucker. Man, you don't do that, bro. If your female has went that far and she accepting it and you end up seeing she got the dude, this nigga, the same dude phone number that was on her MySpace all in her phone and all, man, that's her. Believe me, it had a lot to do with her getting dude's number. It had a lot to do with her accepting the fact that he posted on her picture and then was like, hey, how you doing? Oh, thank you for the comment. Oh, yeah, what's up with you, Ma? She had to say something to give him the number and get the number in her phone. She put it in her phone and bro, he didn't take it over the internet and program her. So something wrong with her, bro. Something wrong with the feeling you and her got, not you and him. He's an innocent bystander. Even if it's a female out there that do the same thing, she's an innocent bystander if the dude ain't telling her nothing or whatever the fact. And even if the dude or the female is telling her something, he don't have to give a fuck about you. Because obviously, this girl don't give a damn about you that far enough if she talking to this dude. So he looking at it like, yeah, you say you got a man, but now, I ain't trying to hear all that because you're talking to me mighty well. So, yeah, having a man is cool. You know, yeah, he believe you got a man and all that, but you don't, your actions don't speak like that. And dudes, man, I mean, if you out there and you ain't doing something right to make your woman happy, that's why she out there doing what she doing. So look at yourself before you look at her. Why is she online showing her body? I'm not taking care of my business. That's how I see it. Before you jam her up, nigga, and do all that old weak shit about coming out of here. You know what I mean? So all that shit is weak shit, man. If you letting this Facebook and this MySpace shit and all that ruin your houses, man, that's weak shit, man. Don't you know these corporate people that make these motherfuckers don't give a damn about your relationship? About your health? Nothing. They don't give a damn about your nothing. They not paying none of your bills, no nothing. All you doing is paying an internet bill or a cell phone bill to have that shit on you every month for them to be rich. And then we go around tripping, killing each other, doing all kinds of shit, uploading stupid-ass videos of us doing a bunch of stupid buffoonery-ass shit. I don't know. Maybe it's just real talk with Emo tonight, man. You'll never catch me on no video or nothing doing no stupid-ass shit, no hopping on no cars, being hyping from the camp. Yeah, man, this so-and-so records, man. Not knocking nobody, not calling out no names, but that type of shit is what's keeping us in the same fucking circle. We can't go nowhere acting like the same old shit, man. It got to change. You know, I see like my younger generation and shit is starting to get older now. They 21. So, you know, I got kids and nephews and nieces that 20 and 21. So what that tell you? I'm a G. I ain't out here playing them young-ass games. I've been there, been through that, done that. It's like, man, can you learn by now? Niggas pushing 40, man, doing the same old stupid shit. Online tripping and shit over females and all that. And you shouldn't be online looking for no female in the first place, dude. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't known there looking for no female. I'm going to tell you straight up. I love art. If I see a pretty picture or whatever the hell, something that look good, I'm going to click on it and be like, God damn, she fine. God damn, she got ass. That's just like if I'm walking in the mall or I'm at the club and I see a pretty female, I'm like, God damn, she pretty. But I ain't finna be, oh, yeah, I'm finna get this nigga. I ain't that type of dude. I ain't the one that see one and be like, oh, yeah, I'm on her, pull on her arm. What's up, baby? Little mama's come with me. Ooh, it's man, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You ain't got to do all that. But who am I? Who the fuck am I? All I am is somebody that got a few people listening to me at the moment. You know what I mean? Hopefully this shit that I be saying shine through my music. That's what this radio show is, for me to talk a little bit, run my mouth. Because people know I can talk, and as you can see, I can talk too. That's why I got the show. Some days I got subjects I want to go there with. Some days I don't give a fuck, I just play music. Some days I want to interview motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. I can cuss, say shit, damn, smoke on air, do what I want to do. I can talk for an hour, I can talk for 30 minutes, whatever I want. Because this is real talk with Emo right here, man. And I try to make people understand when you come here, I'm going to tell you something. Might not like it. You know what I mean? When you play in this show later on, even if you're not tuned on tonight and you be checking out the show later on, hopefully you're getting to know Emo when I'm talking. Because that stupid shit in the world is what's keeping us back, man. So stay off your girlfriend MySpace, nigga. Quit talking shit to niggas for posting on your girl pictures. Females, stop putting pictures up that you don't want brothers to post on. If you don't mind that a brother's looking at your ass and he like what he see, he want to see if he can get some too, then keep posting your pictures like that. And don't get mad if you just turn him down. Just tell him, nah, baby, you're not the one. Matter of fact, don't answer it. Just delete it. You can put your shit on approved comments and all, you know what I mean? You ain't got to have that shit. You can delete. You can just look at the, another bullshit and delete it. People get messages, oh man, just delete that. Don't ignore any bullshit or somebody talking shit to you or doing. Don't even add fuel to the fire. Just delete that shit, leave it alone. So every time I have this show, man, I'm going to try to do something to get in your brain. Every time I talk, you know what I mean, when I play songs and all that, those are songs I'm trying to kind of like say something to you with. Sometimes these songs just talk through me, for me. So all I'm saying is, man, you know, be cool out here in this world, tripping over this stupid shit. If you want to live long, that ain't the way to do it. You know what I mean? We got to grow up. We got to get past all this bullshit. Don't call me, man. Call your female. Females, stop putting your phone, I mean, your pictures up there if you don't want nobody to get at you. Do something right so your female won't have to do all that. And, I mean, that's all I can say, man. I think I said everything I want to say about it, but it feels like I did. So I'm going to just go to some music, you know, something calm and quiet. Keep it mellow real quick. You know how we do it. Represent that gay area, Sacktown in the building. This is Balance and Big Rich Can't Go. And, you know, every time I play this song, it just makes me calm down, man. It takes me to a place where I can just remember a nice little time of my life. So I'm going to play it for you, and hopefully we can just calm down. Tell these niggas to calm down. We'll talk at Evo, baby, every Monday, 10 o'clock. Yalla.
Your bullshit, he say, she say. be my woman, but you better take it easy. Shit, I changed your life. Took you out the hood, big dreams and lights. Any other bitch round me, blink twice. Bet you I'll be out of her life, out of her sight. Okay, you out of here, psych. Walk out, slam the door, and get right. Shit, I know you can't leave. You addicted like drugs, and that drug be me.
Man, you tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock. Man, I'm right here trying to get a little game. That was my homie Big Nodge right there with Summer Fling. You know, I had to calm down for a little bit, play me some nice mellow music, you know. let the females know we're thinking about them, and the brothers saying a little couple things, you know, we do. But I wanted to make a little news announcement. I got a text earlier today that the Silk Bar, Silk One, is opening again and under new management. They say they got a black owner over there. So I was hit up about, did anybody want to perform this Friday? So it's Monday. If you can get at me, shit, from Tuesday to Wednesday or something, and try to perform. If you want to perform, I'm pretty sure I can hook that up for you. I'm thinking about getting back into throwing the shows again because it's been calling me and a lot of people have been asking me about it. They say Sonny got a new club. She's supposed to have got the whole macaroni grill or something on Harden or whatever. So we'll see what turns out about that. But hopefully I'll get some plugs back in the game, man, and see how Silk Bar is running under this new management and see if things have changed or whatever. You know, do a couple shows to come out of retirement. Since everybody keep calling me to do the shows, man, I think I'm going to have to throw one or two, man. It might be a good track, but other than that, that's all good. Let me see what I'm going to play with that. I don't really have too much influence because I ain't been kissing too much ass, so people is like, you know, not singing me songs like I want to, or not trying to get interviews because, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? It's never meant to recall, so we're just going to keep the music live, man. We'll talk with Emo, you know what it is.
Coming around for round, knocking some down like smoking zone.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock. This is what I do. Just play a little music for you, you know, chop up a little game, let you know how it is in my hood, your hood. We all going through the same shit, relationship shit, you know, politics, weather. And speaking of the weather, man, I don't know how hot it is out there where you at or whoever, you know, across the world, but out here in Sacramento, man, it was about 103 degrees or something, boy. I mean, you be in the car, AC cool, step out the car and walk to the door where you need to go, and you sweating.
Trenching.
So, you know, we living in AC out here in Sac right now. So, you know, stay cool out there, y'all. You know what I mean? Because this heat ain't no joke. Yeah, that was Kick the Sneak off the Mob Boss album. My homie Big Hollis produced the whole album from top to bottom, man, from beginning to end. So I hope y'all checked out that Kick the Sneak video, Rims on Everything. It's on YouTube. It's on VladTV.com. It's on WorldStar. It's on all them big spots, man. So we getting shine. Exactly. He shot that in Sacramento at Dimple Records. So a lot of Sacramento people was in the video. So we getting our shine right now, man. So y'all need to go check that video out and make them views go up on YouTube, man. Stop by my YouTube page, youtube.com/EMOE3000. It's EMO3000. Check out the videos I got on there, man. Get into my life. See how I do it. I got a lot of new videos coming soon. So, you know, you might want to check that out. It's like watching TV, Emo TV. So you tune in to Real Talk with Emo. I got about 13 minutes left in the show. I appreciate everybody that called in. The line is lit up again like it is every Monday. It's getting, like I said, it was catching on. And I still ain't getting no promotion for the show. So in a minute, we're going to promote the show. Get some more interviews and people on here and get this shit popping. You know how we do it. Like I said, thanks for calling. God bless and all that. We're going to play a couple more songs and I'll be back in a minute. It's my homie Big Man featuring Black Z. Beautiful bars.
I now bring to you beautiful bars. Yeah. Big Man, Black Z.
Pay attention. You niggas still fucking around like your boys ain't good or something. Hey, look, you ain't proving nothing, so bitch. Still tucked under your ass. You ain't a grad of the school of hard knocks. My class A1. Walk with the deep boys, boomed out of destroy. Niggas on campus just bullied all the decoys. Gang, gang, it. Keep it really good. The harder I go, they close and get sillier. Beautiful boys, a birthday style. He ain't got it, should've told him to abort that child. Black Zeke, brother, quarterback now. About to show him how to turn an ape to a whole count. Tell a whole count. I'm married to the game. The spotlight is on me. I'm into the fame. Hot fiends won't crack the boys. Zeke won't arrange in a house with a pool that waterfall to the lake. Got three of pinkies up in the ghetto. We don't give a damn about a bitch, it's stiletto. Beautiful boys are so pro addict. My city so hot, but my city so jealous. Big man, we got it. Bet they won't tell us. I guess I would rock. Keep them so jealous. We got beautiful boys. Bet they gotta tell us. We got beautiful boys. Bet they gotta tell us.
Ghetto, ayy. When Pisces get open, I'm fucking with Jesus. Me and Black Zeke ain't handle needs. We in city sack, bona fide out hustlers. You can have a name, no faith in you. I'm like, where's that cat? I'm about to act the fool. Get jeans with chips, dip, gotta be cool. Do some easy, have a shit, put on my blood. Ain't shit, drink shit, it calms me down. So no 651 on for now. Yeah, you don't got push, can't slow me down. Gang, gang, go all out, feet on ground. My ways like haze, better watch out now. KO's like Butterbean or another thing. They can holler sack, or they won't, but they not the king. I'm the truth like antidote, fire on the side. Get on pinkies up, I'm right.
Throw your pinkies up in the ghetto. We don't give a damn about a bitch in stiletto. Beautiful boys are so pro addict. My city so hot, but my city so jealous. Big man, we got it. Bet they won't tell us. I guess I'm a rock. Keep them so jealous. We got beautiful boys. Bet they won't tell us. We got beautiful boys. Bet they won't tell us.
Beautiful, beautiful. This way, your skin deep and you're beautiful. In your mind, it ain't rhyming. My time, block out my shine. Keep my foot to the floor, go get mine. One man army. Take it with you, can't replace. You can't draw me. Big man, viral to your label in the worst way. Midlife crisis, yeah, I'm dead thirsty. Kicking back, let them rap, they can't hurt me. So sick of that, so I'm back for my city, my fans. Give a damn fam, know how I am. You can try, but I ain't what you want, man. I tell them from the gate, it is what it is. Time to walk by, get on with it. Yeah, do stuff, lights out, yeah, it again. Big man, Black Zeke, beautiful boy.
Throw your pinkies up in the ghetto. We don't give a damn about a bitch in stiletto. Beautiful boys are so pro addict. My city so hot, but my city so jealous. Big man, we got it. Bet they won't tell us. I guess I'm rock. Keep them so jealous. We got beautiful boys. Bet they got it.
available online and in stores. Emo, the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo, Leftovers, the digital album on cdbaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information.
Let's do it. This Deuce Nichols. Let's go.
Graduated from a nothing sense up and about business. Still find it difficult to make good decisions. Closer to the Lord, 9 steps away from prison. What they can't take from me isn't something you can see. Tricky with the wordplay, massive mouthpiece. Try to average speed, but far from ordinary. Mortimer is the model, but greed can kill. Just like police and peels, white stressing off these fields. Where does it all end? Boss tripping cause I called in. Y'all ain't happy till the law's win. Moving like a snowball down here. Work so hard to have your show get canceled. Man, that's just part of the game. All the sun in the world ain't stopping the rain. Don't believe, that's what I told the young fella. I was handing him his umbrella. Yada to me, yada. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Gotta do, I know I gotta change, but I can't find a way to make it out the game. So I hit the booth, hit my niggas with the truth. Cause out here, they locking up brothers like me and you. But this year, I'ma keep going and sew the town up. If you ain't trying to get money, don't come around us. Tired of seeing niggas die from dumb shit. I see you riding clean, coming through with a bad bitch. But your homie don't like that. Now you gotta watch your own back where you grind at. While I be in the studio, working on my raps. Trying to get my money on so I can buy that. Cause when I see another brother doing this thing, it's all good. Cause we don't have role models in our hood. All I see is drop things, niggas roll on things. And throwing up gang signs, weapon is gang.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Yeah. Cousin.
Speak on me.
Speak.
None of that shit.
Listen. Don't talk about me, dawg. You don't know me, bruh. Don't ask where I'm at. Unless you owe me, bruh. Don't try to show me love and talk behind my back. Trying to plot a jack, fuck around and lose your hat. My niggas moving packs, y'all niggas moving racks. I got the paperwork, I can prove the facts. I'm turned up to the max, plus I done burnt up two of them sacks. Coughing like I'm finna have an asthma attack. With a strap on my lap and an axe on my back. Looking for the motherfuckers who was asking for that. I'ma laugh in the mask when I blast with a max. Then after the fact, put a jack on my lap. Check me a trap, count me a stack. Got two bad hoes, one white, one black. And we gon' trap to put the city on the map. Any nigga wanna see me, did he know where I'm at? Hatin' ass niggas get laid down flat. Talk about some money, quit talking chump change. I'm in and out of lanes, and my trunk bang. You see them Landy stains, and my sick with a chain. Cousin Beak, you know my name, don't use my shit in vain.
You know about me, dawg, don't talk about me, dawg.
Stop the motherfucking music. I thought this was fucking New York.
What?
I thought I was in fucking New York.
Hell no.
If you're from New York, make some motherfucking noise right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I love New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York. New York City.
I run New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York. New York.
Yeah.
New York City.
I run New York.
Hitting out
it. Can't see a couple shots of Patron. I ain't feeling nice. I get your eyes a kite. Party pop shots, bitch, coming with me tonight. I ain't sales delaying it. I ain't snapping and popping either. I'm bobbing my head, or I'm just standing there watching. I'm a hustler, a hustler. You can tell that I'm paid and I protect what I got. I'm in the house with my blade. Nigga, you punch, you gon' get it. Okay, now maybe I'm fitted, cause I want you to treat it. Yeah, I'll be on that shit. You should see when I'm starting, the flesh knows to be running. Push the bitch to me rolling. You can tell that I'm hollering. I'm just doing my thing. You know as soon as the gang. I got my crime shady with me. You front, he'll have to get me off your ass. I bit a lawsuit and laugh. It's not a big deal. It's nothing but the bad.
Rocking with the best. Come on. It ain't nothing like the smell of that brand new money. It ain't no motherfucker finna take that from me. Nigga, make that money. Nigga, take that money. Any interferences and I'ma break this dummy. I just wait here for me day to day. Just plotting, watching. 45 Kimmer with his stocking. It's on when I step out the ride. I spot him. I walk up on him. Nard in popping. What's up, my nigga? You seem stunned. I came here. Well, let me tell you what my name is. They call me Get That Paper. Bank steal a kid. I just tell a nigga what it is, and that's real. I ain't trying to make friends, I'm in here to pay bills. Either way, you gotta break bread now, make deals, nigga. Come on, nigga.
While y'all getting money, I'm just sitting back plotting like Johnny Danger, waiting on the right chance to watch him. Infrared beam, red dot, I spot him. Take your paper, you won't be able to rebound like Rodman. Give me that yen if you got credit cards. I'll even take plastic like recycling bins. I'm Lance Armstrong with it. I'ma cycle to win and come back with that 4-5. Is it Michael again? Now, they say money is the root of all evil, so fuck it. I'ma die stunting like an evil. Yeah, I love the game, but I do it for my people until I got that cash stash longer than a sequel. Fresh off the block, never let a nigga use me. Conversation calls me, be quiet like Snoopy. Any given Sunday, I stay strapped with that Uzi. And boy, I'm coming after cash money like Juicy.
I said I stepped in the game with a chest full of pain. So many situations, a lot of problems on my brain. I know these niggas hate them, won't acknowledge why I came. But I came for everything from the dollars to the change. And this is street poetry. Yes, the hood noticed me. Quick to back a rapper like his ass with some groceries. I'm headed to the top like it or not, that's where I'm supposed to be. Riding in the drop while somebody else show for me. I'm finna.
Thank you. hush, hush. The majority of the time, I don't really like to fly bumps too much. Cause the jealous will drop a dime and try to tell on us. And my line of work, not even your best friend you trust. That's why I always pack a nine in case I got a bus. Speaking of bus, I think that rhymes with cannabis. Marijuana, and I'm the provider who got a lighter. Higher and higher, the new thing is a vaporizer. The other day ago, they had to rush my folks to Kaiser. Cause his heart was skipping the beat and it was off track. But really and truly, my folks was having a panic attack. Everybody ain't built to read, but some of us smoke from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. I'm on my way back from New Mexico on my seventh tank of petrol and my new school Lincoln Navy with my decoy right behind me, taking the back road. Customers on hold. Soon as I get in the city limits, this shit is good as sold.
Hey mama, I know the weed man. Hey mama, I know the weed man. Hey mama, I know the weed man.
Weed man, he's my friend.
Hey mama, I know the weed man. Hey mama, I know the weed man. Hey mama, I know the weed man.
I got that white widow, that sour diesel, them northern lights, that kush, that Afghani, that champagne, that purple haze I push. Indoor, outdoor, either or, it don't matter. Smoking weed is therapeutic and healing. Weed is a muscle relaxer. It's more right than wrong. It helped me write this song. You might get the munchies and need a motherfucker out of their house and home. A lot of us smoke the hookah. A lot of us smoke the bong. Push a sweet, backwards, zigzags or a car. My harvest game is sick. My strains and my seeds. My partner got a DUI for smoking too much weed. You can look me right in the eye and tell that I'm keen. Cataracts, cannabis card, it's hard to see and read.
Hey mama, I know the weed man.
Hey
mama, I know the weed man.
Hey
mama, I know the weed man.
Weed man, he's my friend.
Hey mama, I know the weed man. Hey mama, I know the weed man.
Hey
mama, I know the weed man.
Weed man, he's my friend.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's emoe3000@aol.com.
I know you need some time alone, but please take this ride with me. If you're sick and tired of being home, I suggest you ride with me. I really need a chick that'll ride.